Yeah, that was a strict basketball pod. Good for us. We're back. We're coming for you, Lightyear pod. What? We are back, ladies and gentlemen. It's been two long weeks, three long weeks.
Three? Is it three?
I don't know. I think it is three, finals. Actually. Yes, we haven't had one since the finals. So,
where did I can't remember. Was Boston about to win, or had they won already?
I think it was game seven.
Yeah, it was before game seven of Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
Wow, that seems like forever ago, frankly. But yeah, welcome to AirPods and Airballs, the podcast where we do half-baked takes on basketball. Wow, I'm out of form. I'm rusty. Half-baked takes on basketball, uninformed opinions on pop culture, and sometimes talk about nothing. Here on a special Tuesday edition, Brad's out of his he's on summer break, you know, out there.
Yes. Yep.
So, you know, who knows when we're going to record now, but anyway, as always, we got, you know, I'm going to reduce Brad first. We got Bradley Chi. Oh. Hey, Brad, if you had a fandom, what would you name them?
If I had a fandom?
Yeah, like a stan group. You know, like Jordan Poole's like the pool party.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or like a Dub Nation or a, I don't know.
Yeah.
Or the BTSers. Ooh. What would you name yours?
Oh, man, I have no idea. I was not prepared.
Dom, which I apologize in advance. Your question is nowhere as cool as this one, so okay. I'm sorry.
That's actually a tough one. I feel like you should prepare for those.
Yeah, that's tough. Right.
Well, we can switch it up.
Well, okay. I was gonna say, let me think. Okay. Maybe. Okay, hit me with another question, and then all right.
What's your favorite appetizer besides a baked potato?
I also want to say shout out Tim Lum because he's all about the baked potatoes. So,
they're both trash. Your baked potato, his baked potato. I watched another TikTok about the
baked potatoes,
prime rib baked potato, and yeah, and it's, was, all
and you,
it's all.
And were you salivating?
No, not at all. Anyway, what's your favorite appetizer?
I'm gonna go with gyoza.
Oh.
Gyoza's fire appetizer. If they have it at any restaurant, I mean, any Asian restaurant or any restaurant, I'm ordering gyoza.
You're doing fried, steamed?
Steamed, but I like the ones that have like the crispy bottom. So they like pan sear it, but it's like steamed.
Yeah.
Pork. Like, beef. You guys know, I mean, you guys, I don't know if you guys remember from the college days, Daikokuya on Sawtelle.
Of course.
They have the best gyoza, and I live down the street from it, so it's great. Yeah,
that's a good answer. I saw
is that better than my baked potato take?
There are a lot of things that are better than baked potato take. Grant Williams is better than your baked potato take, but
Grant Williams is a baked potato, so
but, he doesn't look like a baked potato.
He does.
I saw this really great TikTok today about like, you know, how to like level up your frozen gyoza at home. And it was basically like mixing a little bit of flour, like in left flour and water in with your gyoza you're steaming to make a little pancake. But yes, you've moved up from D tier food takes to like C tier food takes. Congrats, Brad.
I'll take it.
And as always, we got Dom Haranilla. Dom rocking the fire LMU hat today.
Yes, sir. Always Dom, representing.
Tell me your favorite type of bird.
Bird?
Yeah. Tell me your favorite bird.
Wow. I can't say chicken, obviously. That's just boring, right? Jesus.
Hey, you could say Larry.
What are these questions?
You could say big.
I say what?
Big bird.
You could say Sue.
You could say Sue.
That's a good one. Jeez. I don't know, man. Is there? Do you have another backup question? I feel like
These were tough, Joe.
You know, we decided to record what, maybe like 6 hours ago.
Our entire podcast is going to be us thinking about these questions.
Yeah, Joe's throwing at us. All right. What about this? Dom, what's your favorite color?
I'm just gonna say blue. Like a light navy blue, if you want to be more specific.
A light navy blue. So a blue.
Yeah. Like there's different types of blues.
As basic of a blue as you can get.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what else.
Like Warriors blue, basically.
No, that's different. That's like lame royal blue or something. I don't know.
We're struggling here today.
We are. We are out of shape. We are bad.
We are.
Are you hungover?
No.
The game last night?
It's Tuesday.
If the NBA finals have not been Dom's favorite, so maybe he was.
It's a struggle.
I mean, Denise has been in my ear about like, hey, how come we haven't recorded in 2 weeks? Because I want to hear about Dom and these NBA finals. So I think we should just get into it.
Let's go for it.
Yeah. So Dom, like, obviously this is like, I don't know, this is maybe the worst thing that's ever happened in your life.
Yeah.
Right. Definitely. How do you decide like what to even root for?
I've been going like, I'd say during the conference finals, you know, you go back and forth. Think of all the possibilities that could happen. Obviously, the worst of the two series turned out to be the finals. And I don't know. It took me a few days to really decide like what I was doing. But obviously, like the normal consensus, like Laker fan would probably easily say like we're going for the Warriors, right? Because we can't have Boston getting 18. But you know, when I was watching game 7 against Boston and Miami,
yeah,
and I saw the Celtics celebrating, it didn't make me mad at all. You know, like just watching them, I was like, I felt nothing. Like, I don't hate them. I don't hate the players, except for maybe Marcus Smart occasionally, just from his like flopping and stuff. But yeah, I don't, you know, I like, it didn't generate any sort of hate reaction, whatever. Like, I like Tatum, he's, you know, big Kobe guy, but I don't know. But, you know, I see like Steph and Jordan Poole or something, and just kind of boils my blood, you know. So that's just like my natural, like my heart will probably say I'm going for the Celtics, but you know, the mind is supposed to go for you guys, the Warriors. So
for context, everybody, recording this on the Tuesday after game 5, Warriors are currently up 3-2, about to play on Thursday.
But I like that confidence, Joe.
They're about to play on Thursday. I didn't say anything about that. I actually think they lose on Thursday, but like,
Scott Foster, their extender.
I know Scott Foster.
Is it official?
No,
I don't know if it's official, but
it's coming. Yeah. Anyway. You can just tell, like, Dom, in that answer you just gave us, right? Like, the tone in your voice changed, right? Like as you start, as soon as the ste came out, you didn't get to the fa. Right?
You can't even
like,
say the name.
You could see the cringe. Your red hat turned even more red. I don't know. Like as long as I've known you, you've always had this like visceral reaction to the greatest team of this decade.
Yeah, I think it's, I probably have, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of Laker fans that live in the Bay Area, right? Like,
yeah, there are.
Just having to, I don't know, having to live here during like your best years of your franchise is definitely probably plays into it. Like if I wasn't living here and seeing all this crap happen live, I might not have such a reaction to you guys, but I don't know. That's just how I feel. And I'll say this, like Boston has been ahead of us all of our lives, right? In championships. Like we just caught up to them in 2020. So I'm like, what's another year? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean that's one way to express your jealousy. But you know, we can go all day about what Dom is feeling about here. But Brad, why don't you talk to me about the finals? Like, you've been to two games so far. How are you feeling?
Game one and five.
32. Yeah. How are you feeling about the series?
I mean, I thought they were gonna lose in game four. I mean, after game three, I mean, you know, you guys know how I am as a fan. I'm Dom, but NorCal version of that. So, like, you know, I react to bad games by, like, blow it up, you know, fire everybody, you know, who are we blaming tonight? Probably Draymond, you know, like, whatever the case is. So after game three, I was ready to pull the plug in on the season. And then, you know, obviously game four was a dogfight. And before Steph went off, I was pretty sure they were going to lose. And if they lost game four, I was like, we're, you know, down 3-1 to Boston. We're not winning the series. So I will say the last game four and five, I mean, it's totally flipped the mindset. I don't want it to go to seven. So I'm hoping they end it on Thursday.
Yeah. I mean, I told you this in text, Brad, but I muted you on Twitter. I couldn't take it.
I was going to ask, don't you agree though that Draymond Green recording podcast mid-series is the most annoying thing in the world?
I could care less, frankly.
He's recorded more podcasts than us, and we're not even playing basketball.
Yeah, but he has editors and producers, right? we can't even get the ads to work on our podcast. You know what I mean?
maybe we should ask Draymond to help us.
I mean, it takes much effort to record a podcast, right? He's just talking to himself. It's like 30 minutes. So, you know,
my thing is just like when he has a bad game, which he objectively has not had a great finals, except for maybe last night. You know, when you're recording a podcast less than 24 hours after a bad game and you're, you know, saying all the right things and posturing, it's just kind of like a little bit annoying. That's all I feel.
Yeah, I don't know. I muted you on Twitter, Brad, for my mental health. And it's not because like I was gonna say not because you're toxic. You're not toxic. I mean, you are, but like, but no, it's just like when I'm in panic mode, I don't need you to relate your personal life to how the Warriors are doing. But then also, I need less panic. There's enough panic for the retweets I'm getting from everybody else in my timeline. But no, I feel that. Like, I think my mood has changed a lot. This has probably been the biggest emotional roller coaster of any finals. I mean, maybe besides like 2016. But I just feel like, I think how I've felt, my confidence in the Warriors has probably wavered the most than any other final series we had. Like, you know, 2015 was like overly confident. Right, 2017, 2018, overly.
It was confident. Like not even a question. Yeah. Well, like, yeah, 2017, 18, it was like, didn't even have to think about it. You're just like, cool, I just need to book my calendar. Yeah.
2016, it was like the Warriors going to win up until like the last two, until the chase down block, right? Like, I would have bet my life the Warriors were going to win there. Like, it was never like this is it. Then obviously 2019, when the Warriors lost to the Raptors, it was just once everyone got hurt, it was like, well, there's nothing we could have done. And like, if I had to lose, it would be to the Raptors. So no big deal. Like with this, like Boston isn't our rival, but I do have disdain for them. I will say, I don't like Marcus Smart. Jalen Pritchard looks like he came out of American History X. What's his name? It's Peyton Pritchard, right? Peyton Pritchard.
What did you say? He came out of the American History X. Yes. What a line.
I mean, he's wearing like white socks and black shoes. You know, it's like they took a guy that looked like he could be in Boston, like he was from Boston.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Like he looks like he was in like Hoosiers or what's that other movie?
Not even that. He looks like he was in the town.
Glory Road.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, like, I just Jason Tatum makes it way too easy to make fun of him with all this obsessive Kobe stuff.
He's so cringe. It's killing me. Oh my God.
And you can't hate Jalen Brown. Like, Jalen Brown's probably like
the most lovable Celtic.
The likable Celtic.
He's been so ass. So he's like, he's for you guys. Like,
he's not so bad. I mean, game, what was it? What was that? Okay, was it game three? Yeah, game three, he was.
He's been what? Probably the most consistent scorer on the Celtics. Yeah. Right? Like
the whole playoffs or the finals?
The finals.
Yeah. Right? Tatum's been up and down.
Tatum's been up and down. But, like, you know, Jaylen Brown has abused almost every Warriors defender he's had at some point in the series. But I will say, like, I think, you know, going into games one and three, I was super like Boston's a better team. Like, I was like, there's just no way around it. Like, they beat us in game one. Like, we were going to win game two. It was like super obvious, right? Especially with the way Draymond was playing, like what they let him get away with. It was just there was no way we didn't win that game by 20. But then game three and parts of game four, it just looked like the Warriors are a better team. Or sorry, it looks like Boston is a better team. And like if it wasn't for Steph Curry going absolutely bonkers, like we were just going to be down 3-1 going home, and you know we'd be at the gentleman's sweep. But
did you at any point last night feel they're going to lose?
No.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
I think I think from tip off with the energy in the arena coming off of game four, it was just like, you know, not the confidence we had in the early years, but like I was nervous. Even when the Celtics made their run, I was like, it's fine.
I think, you know, I'm totally stealing this point from Bill Simmons, but the Warriors, like, you know, Wiggins and Clay have gotten a lot better through this series. And that's not necessarily something you can say about like others, the Celtics role players. Right. And I also think the Warriors are just getting way more from their bench. Like, you know, GP2 is what they want. Palin Pritchard was his name. Peyton Pritchard, right, to be.
Same name as GP.
I just think that's like a non-zero factor. So I don't know, like obviously Boston's young and it feels like they'll be back here, blah blah blah. But
I don't know about that. I don't know if it's like a shoe-in that they'll be back.
I don't think it's a shoe-in either, but like they'll be competing for a while.
But they still got to contend with the Bucks, and the Heat are gonna get better. Toronto might be back at some point.
I'll say this, they're young, but they've been contending for the last 4 years, like since 2018. Tatum's rookie year, they went to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yep.
You know, and they're in the finals at, or not the finals, but playoffs at least like second round every year almost. So it was kind of shocking that the way they came out game five, just totally flat, right? It almost looked like the moment was too big for them, you know, even though they've already played four games of the series. It was like they came out like it was a game one. So I don't know. It's weird. They have like young guys, but then they also have people that have been around like Horford, Smart. And so I don't know. They have these weird, like horrible moments where they just look like they can't do anything against you guys. Like the last 7 minutes of game four.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're like, they took some horrible early shots that, you know, that feeds into, you know, like the Steph three, like transition threes and all that. Yeah. So, and then, you know, they weren't responding well to your counterpunch after, you know, like the third quarter run in game five, and they just kind of folded, you know, like obviously it's like some of those calls were bad, but they didn't respond very well to that.
Yeah. I think there is a little bit of Warriors in the Celtics though. Like I think the way the Warriors are careless with the ball sometimes, make careless mistakes, do a little free flowy, the way they're, you know, their star only shows up in like 80% of the big moments. I think there's a lot of that in the Celtics. I think just frankly, the Warriors experience helps them to minimize the downsides in this big moment, right? I know you said like we've been saying, hey, the Celtics have been competing for the last 4 years, whatever, right? But you know, that was what, when Jason Tatum was like 19, 20, right? Mm-hmm. Like now, I mean, he's 24. They got a first year coach.
I mean, that's kind of like where I always think experience is a little bit overrated, but in cases like this, I think it's kind of dead on, right?
Well, like this is like peak Steve Kerr, right? Like Steve Kerr is coaching his ass off and it's showing off. He's getting a lot out of these guys.
And Ime is a rookie coach, so, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, whatever he said to Boston at halftime on game five, he's got to say it again. But like, the fact that like Steve Kerr can get like Bielitsa to shut down Tatum, right, in ISO situations,
yeah,
that's just like, that's just trusting. I don't know, that's just like, it's 8 years of work, like, you know, coming to fruition. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I genuinely think the Warriors lose on Thursday. Like, I feel it in my gut. This is a 7-game series. The Warriors are just, Scott Foster's reffing. We all know it. Like, it's fine. The extender, like, it's going to extend the series. It's what Scott Foster does, right? But also, the Warriors are just terrible at winning, closing out playoff series on the road this series, right? They did it. They lost. They lost the closeout game in every round they've been in so far, right? They lost game four on the road to Denver. They lost game five on the road to Memphis. They lost game four on the road to Dallas. And frankly, the Warriors have business incentive to lose game six, right? Which I think is like a non-zero thing, especially even in the finals.
I don't think Joe Lacob would want to get the extra revenue to kick it back home. I think game seven is just too much of a toss-up.
Well, I mean, even if it's not just Joe Lacob, like the NBA, right? Because like, if there's a game seven or not, affects the salary cap by a couple $1 million, right? which is nuts.
Which is like actually a big flaw in the thing, but yeah.
But anyway, I don't know. I would love to see the Warriors win on Thursday. Like, don't get me wrong. But I can also see myself having a very stressed out Father's Day.
Yeah.
Is that game seven?
That's game Sunday. Seven.
Yeah. Sunday. Yeah. I think I'm going if it goes to seven, which is like what I don't want to do, if I'm being honest. Like, I want to go, but I don't want to go, if that makes sense.
I mean, the nice thing is if the Warriors win Thursday, maybe the parade's like Sunday or Monday, and that's like a holiday for all the tech bros. So that'd be nice. But
well, everyone gets Monday off anyways.
Yeah.
Not everybody.
Not everyone.
Yeah.
Only the progressive companies.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Only the companies. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't, if you're hearing this and you don't have Monday off, you should quit your company.
But yeah, I guess anything else we should talk about this series? I know I've been ranting a bunch, but
I mean,
I will say that was the loudest Warriors game I've ever been to last night.
Including Oracle.
Yeah, including Oracle. It's my first finals game, so I never went to a finals game in Oracle. But
yeah, it
felt loud. Energetic. It was energetic. Yep, it was electric.
Yeah.
I've never heard so many "fuck you, Boston's" like in the upper deck where I was sitting.
Yeah.
You know, flipping off kids
from tip off. It was wild. It was a raucous crowd last night, and it just felt like, you know, yeah, there was never a doubt based on the crowd energy that we were going to lose that game. So
yeah, energy died a bit in the third quarter, right?
It did,
especially when Boston made that run.
Boston's there.
All it took was one bank shot from Jordan Poole. Everyone's back.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nervous for game six, let me put it like that.
What's your like, how confident would you say you are percentage wise closing out Boston?
I'm actually I don't feel as nervous as Joe does. Ironically, I would say I'm probably 85% confident. I feel good about game six. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't feel that confident in the Celtics, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just think
for it, Dom. Sorry.
I mean, they just like, sometimes they really don't have it and they can't score, you know, like, you guys are switching everything. They can't even score at ISO. Like, Tatum can't even, like Joe said, score on like Looney or Bielitsa, like the bigs that switch on him, or even like Curry that switches on him. But
the reason why I feel confident, and we can close it here, is, or, you know, wrap it. But like, I just think, you know, well, I think last night, game four, and then last night, like, you could tell Joe, like, Boston was just getting frustrated, right? Tatum and Smart were kind of losing their cool a little bit. You know, and I think from a mental standpoint, I think the series has completely swung after Steph's performance in game four to, like, the Warriors kind of feeling like, you know, the Warriors again.
Yeah.
I think that starts to eat at the opponent a little bit. And I think Boston kind of feels like they might have lost the series already based off those two games. And I don't know if they have the, you know, I think they just, based on how young and inexperienced they are, they look at the hill they have to climb to get out of a 3-2 hole. I think they just probably feel, I think they're going to crumble Thursday. I think it'll be a good game, but I think the Warriors will prevail.
Yeah, I think I mostly agree there. I think, I don't know, a pretty defining thing about like the moment being too big when I look back at that game five is just the fact that Tatum airballed like four times, right?
They missed 15 free throws.
Yeah, I just think that just some, like, they missed a lot of gimme shots. And I think part of it is just, it's not, you know, it's not going to happen again, mm-hmm. right? Like, they're not going to shoot 60% of free throw line again. You could also say the Warriors aren't also going to miss 33s again, but I don't know. I'm just nervous. Still going to hammer the Warriors money line. Still going to text Dom to place bets for me and hope he responds. But I think we can safely say though that Boston might be the best team the Warriors have played in the finals during this like stretch. Like, I think they're better than all those Cleveland teams. Probably better than maybe better than that, the Toronto Kawhi team, but
definitely better than the Toronto team. I would say 2016 Cavs are pretty good. The ones that beat us.
Yeah.
Like the ones that we had KD, there was no Cavs team that was close to Boston's competitive level. But that 2016 Cavs team was pretty good, I think.
Yeah, there's like no way I'm not taking LeBron.
Like LeBron, Kyrie, and Kevin Love, even, I would say, over Tatum and Brown at this stage in their careers. Maybe, I don't know. Actually,
after Kevin Love, like, who's next? Tristan Thompson?
Iman Shumpert.
J.R. Smith, Dellavedova. Didn't really
matter who's next because they have LeBron setting everything up.
Yeah, I guess it's a good
point. LeBron doesn't get phased by, you know, like, LeBron is torching you guys at every game. Like, he's putting up 30 plus, 15 plus rebounds, 10 plus assists every game. I'm taking LeBron's teams over this Celtics team. If LeBron's Cavs team were in that game five situation, like tied going into the fourth, essentially, like, I'm pretty sure he's not folding like the Celtics folded.
Warriors were up 10 going to the fourth. But yeah.
In game five?
Yeah. Yeah. They push it up at the last like 2 minutes. But
The pool three put them up by two or something.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong. But anyway, it felt like 10.
Well, yeah. Cause I think they probably went on like a run to cut it to bring it to two.
But I don't know. I think it's going to be a fun series. I'm excited for Steph to get his first finals MVP.
Me too, man. Me too.
Long overdue.
That'll be the best part.
Yeah. But
yeah.
You can shut up there.
I'll be watching. I'm not saying anything. I will just not be watching. I haven't been watching until maybe game four. Like, I got excited when the Celtics got up 2-1 and then Clay was talking about the crowd and Draymond or whatever. People were complaining about the crowd cursing or something, and I got excited. It's like, man, Boston's just going to come out like even worse game four. I just want to see it. So then I got sucked in.
Go for it. Sorry.
I got sucked in and then I got disappointed by that fourth quarter atrocity.
I was going to say, you're going to go on like the biggest like Boston hype train like the next couple of days. Like, you're just going to be like, you know, you're going to be watching game film. It's not going to be like Celtics game film. You're just going to watch like The Town and like Good Will Hunting and what are they, like, overly Boston movies, like
I think those are it. I can't think of, I don't know, any of another two.
Just going on a Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, like
Martian.
Martian. Watching like Ocean's 11.
You watch like the Ben Affleck Batman.
Yeah,
it's pretty funny, like, obviously, like, rooting for like the Nuggets, Grizzlies, Mavs, and now the Celtics. I get like my Twitter algorithm kind of thinks I want to be in like these different teams' basketball Twitters. So then I'm just getting exposed to like random like pro Celtic tweets and like all that stuff. But pretty funny. And I've also muted a lot of pro Warriors accounts that you guys like and put on my time.
Andy Liu and Warriors Denise. World.
Brad and Denise just liking things, and I'm just muting. And
Andy Liu is literally, every time I see his tweets, I just think that he is who I was destined to become if I, like, ever became Twitter famous.
If we had tried hard enough, Brad, we could have been them.
We could have been.
They had a dedication and a skill that, like, we just frankly don't
exactly
have. Exactly. But, like, we start their our age. We started the podcast 2 years before they did.
Like, and objectively, too, I think personality-wise, like, you definitely match Sam and I definitely match Andy.
Yeah. But yeah. I don't know. They like Dom basically like these two light years. They have a podcast called Light Years.
They've gone pretty big. I mean, they had Nick Wright on their podcast.
Yeah. But you know, like basically Andy Liu changed his Twitter profile picture to like LeBron saying it's just a game or something like that.
At the end of the day, it's just basketball.
Yeah. Then there's just basketball. And he just tweets that for every game. And he's also tweeting like before the game starts this week, wow, well, Warriors are lucky to be only down single digits at the end.
Yeah.
Like he's just tweeting stuff like that.
Or he'll be like, Warriors are 0 for 932 in hypothetical games or something like that.
Anyway, wrap things up. I did like that fandom question. I think we should spend some time brainstorming our fandoms here.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good game to play.
I mean, for Dom, I think I got the Haranians.
The Haranians?
Dommy and the Jays.
Wow.
Dom Nation.
Dom Nation. I like that one.
The Dominicans.
Crawley. Joe's will be like Crawley, the Crawley Crawlers.
The Creepy Crawlies. The Average Joes.
Mine's probably going off of like my last name, Cheeses, Cheesies,
the Cheese and Crackers,
the Cheese and Crackers, the Cheesies,
Genius,
yeah, Genius,
yeah. Brad and the Lees, only slightly racist.
Yeah, it's toeing the line.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, happy we got to record again. I'm completely nervous that us recording threw off whatever mojo the Warriors have, and I don't know, all the superstitions are on.
Maybe we should have just stayed quiet this week.
But me and Jeff have ordered the same meal at every playoff game. We've worn the exact same outfit, ordered the same meal at every playoff game we've been to this season. Like, it's just not changing. I've not worn my Baron Davis jersey since they lost game four against the Denver series because I was wearing that jersey. So
I almost had to stop wearing my Jordan Poole jersey after game one, but then luckily we exercised the demons last night. So
Jordan Poole's still a traffic cone, but
at least he's a fiery traffic cone.
He's really big in hitting like momentum shots to put you up between when you're down up five, put you up eight.
Yeah,
but he is giving up so many points on defense.
Oh yeah, dude,
he is not nearly scoring enough.
Atrocious at defense. Yeah,
he is. We're about to pay a man $25 million Pritchard, whatever his name is. You can't even stop. You can't even stop him. So
Pringle Pritchard, Pecan Pritchard. That should be this week's poll. What's your favorite Peyton Pritchard nickname? Well, next time we record, we'll have an NBA champion. One way or another.
We'll do, we'll put a bow on the season, and then we could get back to talking about fun things.
Yeah. Sorry to our fan base who came to this week's episode looking for something else.
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to get with us.
We really went back to our original roots, basketball type tapes.
Basketball. Back when our listens were high, and our tweet count was low, and now our tweet count is high and our listen count is low. But no, this is we saw Megan. I saw Dom and Megan like 2 weeks ago. We were talking about it, and Basically, like if we were doing this for listeners, we would have stopped a long time ago. So, but no, this was fun, guys. Anything else for a break?
No, go Dubs.
Sweet. Dom, send me your address so I can send you a nice bottle of champagne Thursday night. But anyway, well, always a pleasure, guys. The lone AirPods will what do we call it? What's our fan base? What do we call our fan base? The Airballers?
Kenny say like the Airbenders or something? I don't know.
That's a good one. The AirPodders. I don't know. We'll workshop that one.
Well, it might be a good Twitter thing. But anyway, until next week. That's probably yeah. Until next week.
Yeah.
Peace.
We got it.
Later. Later. How you know, man?